Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Morning, Brenda.
Hi. Is Dad in?
Oh, you're out of luck, I'm afraid.
Oh.
He's in Borchester collecting the new pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can't have a new milk round without a second pickup, can we?
I guess not. Vicky, can I leave this for him?
Oh, that looks heavy.
Yeah, it is quite.
What have you got?
The leaflets. I picked them up from the printer yesterday.
Let's see.
Well, can I put them in the kitchen before my arms drop off?
Oh, yes, of course.
You can look at them with Dad later.
Oh, I can't wait that long. Come on, let's see how they've come out.
Not at all.
I got some sleep, I suppose. Eventually.
Is that enough milk, Annette?
Plenty.
So what kept you awake?
I don't know. Couldn't get off for ages. Then I kept waking up.
You're not in pain? Or feeling tender?
No.
And you haven't got a temperature?
I'm fine, Helen.
That's good.
Thanks for asking. But really, I'm fine.
Well, that's okay, then. I didn't get to sleep for a long time either. Oh, it was blowing a gale, wasn't it?
Mm.
So what do you want with your coffee?
Nothing.
How about some toast?
Don't worry, I'll sort myself out in a minute.
Well, I'm making some anyway. Shall I put a couple of slices on for you?
You can do. Just one, please.
Okay. Oh, it really made the phone lines rattle, didn't it? Did you hear something rolling around outside? A bottle or something? You got any plans for later?
Hmm?
Is there anything you've got to do or want to do today?
No, not really.
Me neither. It'd be nice to do something though, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
The weekend just slips by otherwise. Next thing you know, it's Monday morning, back to work.
Hmm.
Well, while there's a splash of sunshine, how about a walk? Just a short one along the river. We could probably both do with some fresh air.
I don't really want a walk.
Okay. Oh, I know. Why don't we go into Borchester? See who's on at the Three Tons. They do some really nice acoustic stuff there most Sunday afternoons.
Well, you go and listen if you like.
Well, it was only if you fancied it.
I don't think so.
Look, tell you what. Let's be bad and have a real indulge this afternoon.
How?
We'll get all our jobs done and I'll rustle up a few snacks and we can settle down and watch the rest of your box set.
Could do.
Good idea.
Yeah, all right.
That's settled then. Let's have tidied up.
Actually, I'm not in the mood.
Well, something else then. There are still a couple of DVDs from Christmas we haven't watched.
Oh, no. Lost will be all right, I suppose.
Yeah?
Maybe. Oh, I don't know, Helen. I can't make my mind up about anything.
Ah, that's better. I can't look at all your hard work with mucky hands, can I?
Oh, it's not that special.
Oh, there was so much rubbish from the wind to clear up. Now, what have we got?
The leaflet's exactly the same as you saw on the laptop.
Oh, no. This is the real thing. Oh, that's very nice.
You like it?
I do. Oh, you've done a smashing job, Brenda.
Oh.
Lots of detail about our lovely herd, that's good, and David's Herefords.
Is the text clear enough?
Oh, yes, it's easy to read.
The borders around the delivery times aren't confusing?
No.
And it's obvious how to get in touch with us?
Oh, it's all there, Bren, the web address, phone number. Ah, you were right and I was wrong.
About what?
Buttercup. You've got her exactly the right size and in the right place.
Cheers.
Eye-catching, but not overwhelming.
Yeah, that's the effect I was after.
Oh, this is first class. It creates such a good image.
I hope Dad likes it.
He will. I know he can't wait to start delivering them.
Oh, that's why I chased the printers up yesterday.
He's holding me to my promise to help as well.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. And deliver some of the sample pointers. Well, we've all got a chip in, haven't we?
Yeah, that's right.
You've certainly done your part.
Oh, you've got such a good eye for design.
Thanks, Vicky.
Now, sit down, love, and I'll put the kettle on. Go on. By the time we've had a coffee, your dad will probably be home.
I'd like to, but I've so many people to see this morning. I need to crack on.
Someone's made a right mess, haven't they, William?
All right, Mum.
Nick told me you'd be up here.
Oh, well, you been to the house then?
Thought you might be taking it easy after yesterday.
No chance. Can you believe it? Last shoot of the season, some idiot clips three saplings on a perfectly clear stretch.
Honestly?
I want to see if I can save anything. Two of them were going to transplant as roosting trees.
Did you see who did it?
Our mate of Lord Netherbourne's. Said he ran off the track because it's a blind corner.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Of course it isn't. Not since I cut back the goat willow. It's more, he don't know how to drive.
Your dad said the rest of the day went very well.
Yeah, we had a decent morning. A couple of hundred birds.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, wind didn't help in the afternoon, but the gun seemed happy enough with Spitfire.
Were Brian pleased?
Yeah, I reckon so. Told me it hadn't been a bad season, considering.
Yeah, I know you've had a lot of regulars pull out.
Well, there just isn't the same money around, is there?
No, everyone's feeling the pinch.
Oh, have you come up about giving the kids their tea on Wednesday?
No.
Well, I was going to say, you could just ring if it isn't convenient anymore.
You know, no problem.
Well, it's only because Nick couldn't get any other appointment from the dentist.
No, don't worry, love. I'm happy to have Jake and Mia till she gets back.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I'll get them pairing the socks. Jake loved that last time.
If Grandad's around, you won't let him tell any ghost stories, will you?
Oh, no.
It's just Mia's still a bit funny about umbrellas, since they were last over.
Oh, he didn't tell her the haunted scarecrow one, did he?
Yeah, I must have done. She keeps hopping on one leg if she sees someone with a brolly.
Oh. No.
He scared me with that one as a kid.
I'll tell him they're still too young for that sort of thing.
Please.
Actually it ain't about Wednesday. I just wanted to talk somewhere where there ain't no chance of your dad overhearing.
Oh?
And it didn't seem right to phone. Not when I've got such a big favour to ask.
You know what I think?
No.
We could both do with a lift. It's that time of year. Long dark nights, cold days. We need a holiday.
Yeah, right.
Well, I know I could do with one.
Oh, but you...
We could easily sort out the shop and the dairy. Mum wouldn't mind.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean tomorrow. We'll have to arrange it at work, but how about next month? We can look on the net this afternoon, somewhere nice and warm. Well, you don't need thick jumpers all the time.
Oh.
How about Spain for a few days? Down south somewhere? Or maybe the Canaries?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, will you suggest something then? There must be somewhere you'd rather be right now. Oh, get your thinking cap on. I'm sure we can think of somewhere nice. Oh, hi, Bren. Oh, you look frozen.
Don't let the sun fool you. It's turning chilly out there.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
I won't hold you up.
It's all right. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, no, I'm good, thanks. All I came for. Your dad's birthday.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, hi, Annette.
Hi.
Have you decided what you're getting him?
No, it's not for weeks yet.
No, it's not that far off. And Tom and I don't want to get the same as you.
You don't mind if I disappear, Brenda?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I need to wash my hair.
Yeah, right. Sure.
I haven't really had a chance to think about Dad's present. We've been too busy dreaming about places we want to go to, haven't we, Annette?
Yeah.
How is she?
Oh, I think she's all right.
I told you she would be. It really was the best thing for her.
I hope so. She still seems so low.
She's bound to be, though, for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, guess what happened when I went to Dad's just now?
What?
Vicky paid me a compliment.
Well, she usually tries to be nice.
And showed excellent taste.
Oh, well... That is more surprising.
Yeah, it's completely unheard of. After moaning at my original design for the new milk round leaflet, she actually admitted they look great printed out.
So they're ready then?
Oh, that's something else I wanted to ask. Any chance of you taking summer organics?
You're sure, William?
Absolutely certain.
It won't cause problems?
Not at all.
I know it can't be easy with a young family to find for.
Well, I do all of that on my wages. Most of the rent for number one's just sitting in the bank, doing nothing. Might as well get some good out of it.
Oh, well, if you're really sure...
No, I'm positive. Where's the sense in Dad buying a rust bucket, eh? 3 months, 6 months, he'll have exactly the same problem.
Of course he will.
No, he can't work without a decent van. Well, he should have told me yesterday he couldn't afford one.
Ah, trouble is...
Well, you want me to give him a ring now?
No. Don't do that, no.
Oh, well, do you want to tell him then?
Ain't quite that simple, William, unfortunately.
Why not?
Well, you know your father. He won't feel comfortable borrowing money off of you. Mm. Oh, that's why he didn't say no when he were beaten up here.
Well, I don't mind.
No, but he do. Borrowing off his son don't seem right to him.
Why not? You and him paid for me growing up.
I know that, but... Well, you imagine Georgie bailing you out one day.
What? If I run out of toy cars?
He's grown up and you're a lot older.
I can't really see that happening.
No, and your dad never thought it'd happen to him, neither. So you've got to be very careful how you go about it. You know, it's got to, like, come up naturally.
Okay.
Oh, and whatever you do, don't say nothing about me asking you.
Of course I won't.
It'd be mortifying.
Oh, don't worry. I can handle it.
It won't be easy.
Well, it's all right. If you work for Brian Aldridge, you soon learn how to put a spin on things now and then.
I suppose so.
Well, it's self-preservation. I mean, take the idiot who ploughed into the trees. I wanted to give him a right mouthful.
Bet you did.
But I've learned the hard way this year. It don't pay shooting your mouth off. So I was very diplomatic.
What did you say?
Well, made sure he hadn't hurt himself. Or done too much damage to his fore before. Agreed with him. It is a tricky bend. You know, which it is. If you're driving like a lunatic. What I didn't say was my four-year-old could do better. Which is what I was thinking.
Good job you didn't.
Well, you know what happened at the end of the day?
No.
I got the biggest tip of the lot off him.
Carry on like that, oh William. They'll have you in the Foreign Office next.
So I'm busy at the minute, Mum, but you can relax about Dad's van. I'm going to sort it.
I can make you have these few, Helen.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Oh, and can you pass me that crate?
Sure. We are desperate for any fresh stuff in organics.
Unfortunately, the rest of the pack chore is for the veg boxes.
Oh, is there anything else going?
Well, little Mizuna, some endive, although most of that's for the veg boxes as well.
Well, anything you can spare, gratefully received.
Oh, well, we're really coming to the end of our winter salad.
There isn't much left, is there?
Yeah. I'm trying to wind this tunnel down. First sunny day, I want to give it a good clean. Then start digging in some compost for the next lot.
One of our suppliers let us down this morning. Len Barker.
Oh, the chap in Farndale.
He lost one of his tunnels to the wind on Saturday.
Oh, can't have been properly secured.
Well, all his lamb's lettuce and tatsway was ruined, which leaves us scratching round till the end of the week.
Well, I wish I had some more for you, Helen, but you can see for yourself.
Don't worry, this will be a great help.
I know it's not much.
I've been racking my brains for someone local to fill the gap till Friday.
Any luck?
Not really. That's why I came straight over after closing. I hoped you or Mum could suggest someone.
Oh, right.
Actually, I called in on Gran for a few minutes first.
Oh, yeah? How is she?
Completely exhausted.
Oh, not again.
She'd been at the Laurels all afternoon, so I didn't stay long.
Oh, that's the trouble. Visiting Jack every day is wearing her out.
You do realise you're breaking the law, Ruth.
Can you grab the hurdle?
Thanks. Trade Descriptions Act, 1972.
Keep the corner tight against this one.
Knowingly or recklessly making misleading statements about goods or services.
What are you wittering on about, Usha?
Come and have a civilised evening, you said.
You will do. Hold on while I tie them together.
Ben and Josh are at the stables. Pip's out. We'll have a lovely, relaxed meal. You, me and David.
That's all going to happen.
Good. Only at the moment, I seem to be up to my ankles in straw-making lambing pens.
Not many more to go. And while the casserole's still in the oven...
Oh, I don't mind. It beats watching telly alone.
Where did you say Alan's gone?
One of his regular diocesan meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Bishop Andrew wants to know what everyone's doing for Lent. It's only a couple of weeks away now.
If you push the hurdling lure down, I can tie it there as well.
Okay. Like this?
Thanks. So, what's happening at St. Stephen's? For Lent, I mean. What?
Well, I don't know if Alan was serious yesterday, but... Well, I may have made the most awful mistake.
How?
Well, he was talking of ways to focus his parishioners' minds on Lent's real meaning, where it all started from.
Oh, okay.
Jesus' 40 days and nights in the wilderness.
Right.
So I said, purely as a joke, why not try camping out for a few days?
Camping out?
You know, a tents and modern wilderness.
As far as you're concerned.
Well, it is. No television, no computers, no anything.
He's surely not going to.
Oh, yes, he is.
No!
Look, I told him I wasn't serious, but he thought it was a great idea.
In this weather?
And not just for a few days either. He wants to do the full 6 weeks.
You're joking.
I'm not. It means having to do without electricity, gas...
Oh, what about
everything? That's right, no plumbing either.
It's impossible. He can't.
Well, he thinks he can. He says he'll carry on working as normal during the day, but at night, off, out to the tent.
He's mad.
I know.
Absolutely mad. Completely and utterly bonkers.
Yeah, all right, Ruth. It's not that funny. What am I supposed to do if he actually goes ahead?
You haven't got Simon's number, have you, Pat?
I don't think so. It's a while since we've been in touch.
That's a nuisance.
I could go straight to a wholesaler, I suppose.
But it'd be nice if you could keep it local.
Oh, I know. It'll be in the order book.
Oh, in the office. Top left-hand shelf.
Oh, I'll get it, Dad.
No, it's all right. I'm on my feet anyway.
Thanks.
Very nice produce, from what I remember.
Yeah, I'll give him a ring later. You can only say no.
We half expected you and Annette to pop over yesterday.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I should have rung.
Oh, no, I know it wasn't definite.
Well, it was just one of those days. We had a late start, and by the time I'd finished tidying up the flat...
No, I only meant it would have been nice to catch up.
Well, I've been so busy, Mum.
Oh, I know. As long as everything's all right.
Oh, yes, great. Well, except for the missing salads.
And how's Annette? I noticed she wasn't in the shop on Friday.
She wasn't very well last week.
Oh, dear.
Nothing serious. She's back at work now. Though it got us thinking about holidays.
Oh?
Yeah, we decided it'd be nice to go away next month. Somewhere warm and sunny for 3 or 4 days.
What a good idea. Anywhere in mind?
No, we're still thinking at the moment.
Here we are, love. Landline and mobile.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Did you hear that, Tony?
I believe his son is running the veg now. You'll have to ask.
Helen and Annette are planning a spring break.
Well, nothing's settled yet. Annette's... Well, rather difficult to pin down.
Well, I'd do both of you the world of good.
Wouldn't it?
Well, obviously, we'll have to see if it won't create problems at work.
Oh, Anya and Kirsty will take care of the shop.
And we can reschedule a cheese making if we have to.
Well, don't worry, I'll check what's happening in the dairy first.
Oh, did Clary ever turn up this morning?
Well, she was only a few minutes late. She had to make her own way.
Is it going to be the same every day now?
Apparently not. She's convinced Eddie will have a new van soon. You know, she didn't really explain why she's so confident.
Have you finished looking through them?
No, I thought I'd leave it for our new shepherdess.
Evening, David.
Hi, Usha. Yeah, I've had a quick check.
We brought the first batch of ewes in earlier, hence the racket next door.
That's very professional pen making, Usha.
Thank you.
How are they doing?
Well, I'll have to keep an eye on the one with a prolapse.
Any sign of improvement?
Some. In an ideal world, we get the retainer off before she starts lambing, but...
Yeah. We'll cope.
Yeah. Is Pip back yet?
No, she won't be until later.
What's she doing tonight?
College film club with Jude.
Oh.
She did tell us yesterday.
Did she?
And she's promised to be back at a reasonable time.
Who's Jude?
He's her new special friend.
Pip's got a new boyfriend.
Seems to be going that way.
Ooh, what's he like?
Your guess is as good as ours.
They only had their first date on Saturday.
Yeah, not that we knew anything about it.
She only fessed up yesterday.
Reluctantly.
Well, that was quick. I thought she'd still be getting over Jonathan.
So did we.
Which is why it would be rather nice to know something about him.
Actually, I do know.
Oh? Oh, well, thanks for sharing it, Ruth.
I managed to chisel out of Pip. He's another student.
Yeah, well, I guess that.
I'm doing a diploma in web design.
And?
Well, I reckon I was doing well to get that much out of her.
A web designer? Well, that's where all the money is these days. Tell her to hang on to him.
You going to be much longer, Pat?
No, I'm almost finished.
Well, you've been working all evening. You'll be exhausted tomorrow.
This is the last thing. Printing off the agenda.
For the shop meeting?
The business plan committee. We've got some figures to work with, so...
Well, don't start going through them now. You'll never get to bed.
It's all right. I'm done.
You're taking on a lot with this, Pat. You must make sure everyone pulls their weight.
I know. I will. And you're right. I've done enough for now.
Well, I think I might head up to bed myself, actually.
Tony?
Mm-hmm.
How did Helen seem to you this evening?
Oh, OK. Obviously worried about her supplier. Why?
I suppose... I wondered if... perhaps there's still some fallout from Leon.
Oh, no. Well, she doesn't let things affect her the way she used to.
Mm-hmm.
She seems right back in her stride to me.
Oh, you're probably right.
Oh, did she tell you she called in on Mum earlier?
No.
Yeah. Said she was totally exhausted.
Oh, Lord. Peggy was completely washed out when I went round yesterday as well.
It's running backwards and forwards to be with Jack all the time.
Yes.
Some days he barely realises she's there.
I know.
It's wearing her out. She should start going less often.
I agree. But I'm not sure your mother's ready to hear that yet.
Oh, no. Get this, Ruth. It's not just a Beamer.
David!
It's a convertible.
Come away from the window.
Must have cost a packet.
And stop being so nosy.
What? Come on, you want to know about him as much as I do. Oh, here she comes.
Sit down and finish your cup of tea.
It's a pity I couldn't see what he looks like.
Don't pounce like a rabid ferret when she comes in.
Shut up, I can do tactful.
Hi, Pip. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah. Oh, it was a really brilliant film.
Oh, that's good.
One of the best I've ever seen.
Wow.
Was that Jude dropping you off?
Yeah.
Nice car.
Yeah, it's good. We got back in no time.
He's used to country lanes, is he, at night?
Dad.
It's a powerful motor if you don't know what you're doing.
Jude is a brilliant driver and very experienced.
He's had his test a while,
so
then.
So what film did you see?
Oh, you wouldn't know it, Mum. It was Turkish with subtitles.
Right.
The story of three different men, each trapped in their own way, dreaming about a better life. It was really about the human spirit.
Oh.
Not too many gunfights and car chases, then.
You know what Jude called your kind of film, Dad?
No.
Junk food for the mind.
Oh. I'm assuming that's not a good thing.
He knows so much about world cinema. It's incredible. And music and art.
He sounds a fascinating guy.
He is.
Is it a family thing, you know, being involved in the arts?
I don't know.
Well, whatever his parents do, they're obviously pretty successful. That's a heck of a car to lend him.
Lend? Dad, that's Jude's own car.
He's got a BMW?
Yeah.
He's at college and he's got his own
car.
Very
nice too.
So it's question time over. Only I have to be up early for college.
Sure.
Yeah. Night, Pip.
Night.
Well.
You've got to admit it's nice seeing her so happy.
Of course she's happy. Jude is stuffed full of money. He's more cultured than a string of pearls.
David.
He'll probably turn out to be an Olympic athlete in his spare time as well. I can hardly wait to meet him.
Richard and Usha aren't coming?
Richard's in Norwich for a conference.
Oh. And Usha sends her apologies, Susan. She simply couldn't make lunchtime.
Oh. And I'm sorry, it's my fault, I'm afraid, having to meet now. The evening is a complete write-off for me this week.
And we do need Brian here. He's had much more input into the report on finances than I have.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet, Pat.
Mm. Well, we only finalised it yesterday.
Here you are.
It's a miracle it was ready so quickly. Richard did most of the hard yards.
Oh, thanks. So, this is...
Basically, an overview of set-up and initial running costs.
Oh. I'm impressed with how detailed the costings are.
Well, they're fairly easy to predict. How we meet them is more of a problem.
Mm.
As long as the mix of grants, loans, donations, whatever, reaches 30,000.
30,000?
Well, that's what's needed for a really robust launch.
Yeah, it feels about right to me.
Look, shall I take you both through it?
Please.
Can I just ask, how much of the 30,000 is being put aside for wages?
Just steady, Bartleby, steady. Good boy. It's only a few more bags to put on.
So she drove a hard bargain then, Eddie.
Oh. Once Gemma Hawkins realised how keen I am to ship compost, she insisted on a 20% discount.
Always tight-fisted, the Widow Hawkins.
Oh, I'll say.
There's never much jam in her doughnuts.
And having to take it by pony and trap.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, it's like something out of the Dark Ages. I'll be catching bubonic plague next.
There's nothing outdated about Bartleby. He's a good little worker.
Oh, yeah, and I'm grateful for the use. Look how long it's taking to do one simple job.
That's true.
Hardly worth doing.
Yeah, all right, Bartleby.
By the time I've finished.
Shame you couldn't keep hold of Baggy's van a while longer.
Hey, I would have to hand it back. It's got to me a fortune. And you know what really gets my goat?
No.
I was at Brookfield this morning. Heard about Pip's new boyfriend. You won't believe it.
What?
Only a kid at college. Same as Pip, when he rolls up last night in a sports car. Worth a fortune, David reckons.
The Archer girls has always had an eye for money.
Yeah, well, this bloke sounds loaded.
Elizabeth Archer set the standard, begging herself a stately home, eh?
I mean, where's the justice in me using a pony and trap after a lifetime of graft when kids fresh out of school are running round in sports
cars? Don't expect justice in this life and you won't be too disappointed.
Well, David thinks it's wrong. Same as me. Wants to know a lot more about the lad before Pip gets too attached.
Yeah, well, it's just how things are, Eddie. There's too many youngsters with full wallets and empty heads. Take the toilets on the green.
Eh?
Well, you've seen them, haven't you?
Oh, the graffiti.
Yeah, three different colours. You ain't telling me spray paints come cheap.
Of course I don't.
Yet there's some idiot don't know how to spend his money better than that.
Ain't too good a speller, neither.
And that will meet a whole range of demands.
I do understand that, Brian.
I mean, quite apart from stock and refurbishment, there's insurance...
Advertising, rates, and the rent may be small, but it's still got to be paid.
Absolutely. It all mounts up.
We've been through this before. All I want to know is, when everything else is paid for, where do I stand?
Well, I mean, we're all agreed there's a clear need for a salaried manager upstream of the volunteers.
So we can finally say there will be a paid job for you, Susan.
Ah.
But then we have to look at what hours we can afford.
Which are?
Realistically, well, no more than two mornings a week.
Yes, I must admit, I was quite surprised to see that. Well, if you look at the figures...
How on earth was that dreamt up?
It wasn't dreamt up.
We can't be that short of money.
I'm afraid it's very clear, Susan. That's all that's likely to be available.
Remember, we haven't got any guarantees of funding yet.
And I'm meant to cram a week's worth of work into two mornings, am I?
No, it's not
by the time I've worked out what hours everyone's supposed to be working... And stopped all these blessed do-gooders getting lost in the stockroom, the shift will be over.
That's one of the differences with the new job, isn't it? You won't be responsible for people management. Kathy and Linda will organise all the volunteers.
Quite, which leaves a manager free to concentrate solely on sale and stock issues.
If I'm working alongside these people, I want a big say in how they're chosen.
Well, we know that.
I mean, what if they're useless?
They won't be taken
on. And of course your opinion will be asked for when recruiting.
Asked for?
And taken note of. Look, I'll minute it in again now.
Good. But it still doesn't solve the main problem. Oh, 2 mornings a week. What about the weekends?
Yeah, well, we're much better off sticking to weekdays. We can't afford to pay unsocial
hours. Oh, marvellous. Well, it still isn't enough time.
Well, bear in mind, you'll be in the shop every afternoon running the post office.
Yeah, well, that should allow some flexibility.
Oh, well, I imagine once the system's up and running, there may be some quieter periods when you'll be able to set your own timetable.
I'll still be down 4 shifts a week.
Oh, yes, I know
it's
that.
It's unfortunate, Susan, I know, but it's the best we can do, I'm afraid.
I'm not just thinking about the money. I mean, how am I meant to get the shop working full tilt if I'm not even there half the time? And answering silly questions from volunteers the other half?
Perhaps we need to think a little more positively, Susan.
Agreed. We've got a lot to get through this afternoon and we're in danger of getting stuck on this.
Besides, till we find funding, the shop carries on as it is and you can go on working your normal hours.
Entirely due to Peggy's continuing goodwill.
Oh, this should stop them sliding around.
Oh, you can't spill compost in Glebelands. Derek Fletcher gets very sniffy.
Yeah, well, once I've put this on, I'll hop on with you.
Oh, yeah, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Don't be silly, Boydings.
Bart'll be all right with the two of us and this on, won't he?
Oh, he's had Fat Paul and his sister on before now. This'll be like feathers.
All right.
Hello, William.
Afternoon.
Got Bartleby working for you now.
Oh, it's only a small job.
Still no luck with a van?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm keeping my eyes open.
Mike Tucker told him about a couple of good ones yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, from the same place he got his new pickup.
Oh, they were nothing special.
Oh, he said they was real bargains.
Not at those prices.
Well, how much were they?
Hey, oh, a bit more than I'm looking to pay for at the moment.
Well, I was going to ask if you've got a price in mind.
Ah,
But in case I see something...
Oh, I don't want to go into all the ins and outs of it just now, William.
Oh, that's a shame. Because I think I might be able to help.
Oh.
Oh, it's all right, son. I ain't got time to discuss it now.
Yes, you have, Eddie. Me and Bartleby are getting these to the Widow Hawkins.
On your own? What about unloading?
Well, she wants a discount. Let her work for it.
You can't ask her to help.
We've managed somehow. Walk on, Bartleby. Good boy. Walk on.
Dad!
See you both later.
Was he playing at?
So how much were the vans going for?
Oh, silly money.
But they sounded all right?
Oh, well, very nice. One of them. Low mileage panel van. Power assisted. Flashing rings and all sorts of extras.
Well, have you had a look?
Oh, no point. 6,000 quid. Way out of my league.
Well, I needn't be, Dad. Not if you let me lend you the money.
In my opinion, accepting these token things in the shop would overcomplicate matters.
Oh, those teas are more trouble than they're worth.
Oh, well, yes, but a local currency is an important part of being a transition village.
Well, much further down the line, maybe. But when it opens, the shop needs cash, as much as it can get.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So I agree with your earlier point, Pat. There's plenty of scope for more locally sourced foods.
Now, I wondered if that was something you might look at, Susan.
Hmm?
Perhaps create a database of local supply...
You see, what I keep thinking, if there are only volunteers working at the weekend, what kind of state am I going to find the shop in on Mondays?
Well, we'll have to train people to leave it in good order, won't we?
And of course, if I'm 4 sessions down, I'll need to look for work elsewhere as well.
Yes, I can see that.
But how many jobs will dovetail with the funny hours you're offering me?
Susan, I'm starting to see how awkward this is for you.
Very awkward.
Perhaps we have been a little cavalier in expecting you to take so many changes on
my board. Hours are being messed around, so have my duties.
So, just let me reassure you, under the circumstances, I'm sure no one will blame you if you say enough's enough and just walk away from it all.
Sorry?
Will they, Pat?
No.
You mean resign?
Well, the last thing we want is for you to make yourself miserable simply out of a sense of obligation.
Oh, no, I don't want to resign. I can't let everyone down like that.
Well, we quite understand.
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to the new challenge, actually.
That's a very good way to look at it.
I'm frustrated with the uncertainty, that's all. I just wish we had a start date.
I understand what you're saying,
Don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful for the offer.
But it's not a handout.
What else do you call it?
A loan.
But you're not getting anything out of it. Not even interest.
How often have me and Nick needed you to shift things for us?
Oh, where's that coming to it?
Well, it's been really useful, you having a van.
No.
It has.
Now and again, I suppose.
Look, her mum's sofa last month. The new bed we got Mia.
Anyone would have done that for you.
Look, that's why it isn't just you it'd help. All of us would get the benefit.
No, it's still far too much to take off you.
Listen, right, you've got to buy some kind of replacement, haven't you?
Something on life support that don't cost much. Not a flash van like Mike was on about.
Well, how about you put in whatever you'd pay for an old banger?
300 quid. 350 tops if I have a good boot sale on Sunday.
Well, that's the start of it, and I'll make up the difference. And then we've got something the whole family can use.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not?
It don't seem right taking money off you. You're still setting yourself up.
I'm not losing anything. You'll pay it back.
Well, of course I would.
Me and Nick get the benefit when we need something shifted. You get back to work properly instead of relying on Grandad and Bartleby.
Yeah.
And Mum don't have to walk to work every day. Look, you'd be doing everyone a favour. Yeah. So what do you say?
Oh, it'd certainly make life easy.
Well, then let's go into Borchester tomorrow morning and take a look.
Oh, it comes to something when a man's got to rely on his kids to help him out.
Isn't that what you and Mum always taught us? Family help each other when no one else will.
Now get this straight, William. If I take a loan off you, I'll pay it back as soon as I can.
Oh, there's no rush.
Yes, there is. And I swear you'll see every penny of it.
I know I will, Dad. So, shake on it?
Thanks a lot, William. You're a damn good son.
I had them a second ago. I know I did. You haven't seen them, Annette.
What?
My car keys.
Oh, no.
I was in here. I put them down somewhere. Is it okay to...
Sure.
I thought so.
Sorry, Helen. I didn't look before I dumped my bag on the table.
All right.
I was too busy getting my mobile out.
No problem. Still in plenty of time to open organics. Have you got the morning off?
Oh, no. I'll go down in a minute.
When are you on till today?
4, I think.
So you might be around this evening?
Yeah, maybe.
Why don't we eat together then?
I'll
cook. We've barely seen each other since the weekend.
Oh, we've been really busy in the shop, and I'm so tired when I finish. I just want to chill out in my room.
I completely understand, but you can't live on snacks forever.
I haven't been that hungry.
Oh, maybe my cooking will bring back your appetite.
I don't know. Susan's been talking about tidying the stockroom one night.
Well, even if you have to stay late, you'll need something when you come in. What if I make the veggie shepherd's pie you like?
Helen! You don't have to keep looking after me.
I'm not. But if I'm cooking anyway...
Make yourself something nice. Stop worrying about me. You don't owe me anything.
Annette?
It's totally the other way round.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
I can stay for a little while if you want.
I'm fine. Really. Oh, you know me in mornings.
Oh, okay.
You get off to organics. I need to start moving as well.
As long as you're all right. Well then, though, if you... Oh, I'll let you get that. See you later.
Yeah, see you. Oh, hi. You got my message, Gran?
So, what do you reckon of the new pasteuriser, Jazzer?
Well, hey, look at the pumps on that.
5,000 litre capacity. Look, the control panel couldn't be clearer. Whole thing completely overhauled last year.
That is a seriously nice piece of kit, mate.
Yeah.
When was it dropped off?
Just after I called you. I've taken the old one away.
Hmm. shift it into the plant before the rain gets up.
No, hold on. Wait till Ed gets here. More hands, the less chance of damage.
Fair enough. When's it getting wired in?
I got Darren Payne coming in next week.
It's a fair bit bigger than the old one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All we need is more customers. How's the leafleting gone?
Well, it's not too bad. Well, till we get a bit of a hiccup last night.
All right.
Oh, sorry, Mike. I'd have got here sooner.
Ah, it's all right, Ed.
I was calling Dad. Thought he could help if he was around.
They need. 3 years is plenty.
Well, he can't anyway. He's in Borchester, buying himself a van.
Oh, he's found some of them.
I reckon so.
Scrapyards you got any?
There's a showroom on Denton Street.
Whoa, Denton Street? You're joking.
That's where I got our new one.
It's a real class.
Yeah, I know.
4 working wheels and needing to check the chassis number.
What's he getting?
Oh, he's getting a white panel van. 5 years old, only a touch over 30,000 on the clock.
Manual, one owner?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nice.
That's one of the ones I told him about.
Well, he must have listened then.
Said he wasn't interested on Monday. Way too pricey.
What are they asking for it?
What was it? About 6,000, I think.
Blimey, where's he getting that kind of money from?
It's only a few.
I can take as many leaflets as you like, Brenda.
Most of them are going out door to door, but if any of your customers live on the new round...
Oh, I know we get one or two in from Fawcett Magna.
Oh, well, these will reinforce the message then. And my other reason for calling in, when you're thinking about your dad's birthday present, steer clear of Adrian Bell.
Who?
The guy who wrote these. I've been at the book fair in the town hall.
Oh, I forgot it was on this week.
And found the perfect gift.
What are they?
3 books about farming in the 1920s. Not exactly my kind of thing.
Nice illustrations.
Yeah, aren't they?
Oh, Dad'll love this.
I remember him raving about them last summer, wishing he hadn't lost his copies.
I didn't know he ever had any. So these are replacements?
Quite a rare edition, the stallholder said.
Ooh, quite a price too.
Doesn't matter. Tom's paying. No, he doesn't know that yet.
Well, he can afford it.
I wasn't even looking for them. I'd just been to the bank. Oh, I was so skint after we took Roy out last night.
Yeah, it was his birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Spent a lot more than I meant to. So, off to the cash machine this morning, and then a quick mooch around the town hall.
Oh.
Which was supposed to stop me spending any more.
Wish I had time to mooch around book fairs. It must be great.
Sort of wish I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, don't worry. It's not your fault.
Oh, I should think before opening my mouth.
No, you shouldn't. It's just... gets you down not having a job some days.
Oh, but you always seem so busy, Bren. Helping with Tom's business, your dad's, Bridge Farm.
It's all bits and pieces. And sometimes I've got nothing to do at all, except turn my brain to jelly in front of daytime TV.
Oh, something will come up soon.
Maybe. And that's why I was so pleased I found the books. Made me feel like I'd actually achieve something.
Are you busy now?
Frantic. I've got to buy some shampoo and conditioner and then drag out a coffee as long as possible in Jack's.
Well, can I join you in there?
Yeah, of course.
Around 10 past?
That'd be nice. But what about the...
Well, Anya's starting in a few minutes. And I'd really like to talk to you about Annette.
I got to be a bit closer in. No.
It'll do nicely.
What, you ready to put it down?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, watch your fingers, Jazz.
I can move nearer the wall once it's plumbed in and wired.
Looks all right there, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Aye. Make done well buying this, eh?
Well, we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we've expanded the herd. We've got ourselves a new pasteuriser.
Yeah, and the extra van's no too bad.
And I've sent the advert in for a new roundsman.
Aye, when's that due?
It should make this Thursday's echo.
Yeah, it's all coming together, isn't it?
Except, what were you saying about the leafleting, Mike? Something went wrong.
Well, not wrong exactly, but our marketing strategy might need a little tweak.
In what way?
Well, don't get the wrong idea. Vicky's been a great help so far.
Aye.
She was out with me all Monday evening delivering leaflets and sample bottles.
You told me she enjoyed it.
Well, she did. Doing it the once.
Okay.
Last night wasn't so good.
No?
Well, some of the houses, the west side of Downham, really long drives.
Yeah, but that's where all the money is.
And then there are the dogs.
Walking and mad dogs.
Welcome to my world.
What? Well, did she get bitten?
Oh, no, 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 no. She had to move sharpish once or twice.
Well, so she isn't keen to help out again?
What really put the tin lid on it? She insisted on going dancing afterwards.
Oh, I thought you looked wasted this morning.
Well, we was meant to be working on the Viennese waltz. I was so worn out, my fleckles were all over the place.
What? Can you not get a cream for that?
She said I was an embarrassment.
Oh, shame on you, Mike.
Yeah, and there were some smart remarks from the others as well. Doreen Cosworth's got a very sharp tongue.
Sounds scarier than Fight Club.
Well, afterwards we decided Vicky's got enough on with 2 days at work and running the house, so... I was wondering, Jazzer...
Is this my call off the subs bench?
If you're still willing.
If you're still paying what we agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough, then. Time to unleash the big marketing guns, eh?
Dad always complains about dogs at strange houses.
I couldn't help laughing at one point. Vicky giving a right mouthful to a little Yorkie.
Right. The other heat cases of the canine world.
I hadn't realised she knew half them words.
Oh, yeah. You know the graffiti on the toilets?
Oh, well, that's awful, isn't it?
Well, there's some on the bus shelter now.
No.
I never seen any yesterday.
Yeah, it must have gone on last night. Same tag as the toilets.
Yeah, same kid marking his territory then, eh?
Oh, but it ain't right, that kind of thing.
I used to be quite good at the old jelly letters myself in Meadow Rise.
Yeah, but it ruins the look of a place, and... That's what the word they sprayed on the side wall of the gents.
Yeah, I know. Bright blue letters.
Well, Mr. Pullin told me it's the first thing he sees when he comes out in the morning.
You know what's bothering me?
Huh?
Is that the right spelling?
I keep asking myself, perhaps I pushed her too hard to have this baby.
Has Annette said that?
No.
Well, then why do you think so?
Last week, she really wanted me with her at the clinic both times. I could see she was glad I was there, but since then...
What?
After the termination... I thought, she hasn't got anyone else. It's up to me to help her through this. And, well, I was okay at first, but only now, whenever I try to be there for her, she doesn't want to know.
No.
Every time I suggest something... Well, for example, she hasn't been eating very well, so once or twice I thought it'd be nice for us to sit down and have a meal together.
Mm.
Maybe have a chat at the same time, but she's just not interested.
Well, while her body's settling down, perhaps she's not very hungry.
Oh, it's more than that, Bren. It's her whole attitude.
How?
Everything. She doesn't look at me when we're talking, and when she finishes work, she comes up and goes straight into her room and stays there most of the evening.
It's not that unusual for a teenager.
Well, it's not like Annette, though. When she first came here, once she'd settled in, it used to be hard shutting her up. Didn't matter what I was doing. Reading, working at the laptop, listening to music. She'd come and sit next to me and chatter away non-stop. Anything and everything that came into her head.
She can be quite a talker.
Oh, sometimes it drove me crazy. Not that she ever noticed. Now, though, I wish she'd start doing it again, but she's hardly speaking to me. When I say something, she turns away like she's frightened.
No.
Or angry.
Helen... Annette's a good kid, and I know she's really grateful for everything you've done for her.
I don't want gratitude.
But it's still very early.
I know.
She's bound to be moody.
My head knows that. She's been through such a lot. She's still very young.
And in a mixed-up place.
And that's why I suggested a holiday. Just to give her something to look forward to. You know, I told you on Sunday.
Well, perhaps it wasn't the right time to ask.
I've mentioned it a couple of times since as well. Just gave up trying.
Maybe she's not ready to look ahead yet. She's still adjusting to what's happened. Look, my guess is, if you give her enough space and time...
Well, do you think I'm crowding her?
No, you've been great. But maybe she just needs to work through this on her own for a while.
It's exactly what worries me. Letting her turn in on herself, pull away from everyone else. Exactly how Greg started to behave.
Mike!
Afternoon!
You got a minute?
Well, I'm a bit of a rush, actually.
Well, I can't get the hopper to stay flush against the wall. The downpipe keeps swinging out.
Yeah, well, that's because half the brackets has come away, Neil.
Yes, I know. I noticed water had been getting in while I was grading eggs this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, must have happened Saturday when we had the gale.
Yeah, probably.
But if you hold the pipe in, I can get the hopper fixed.
Yeah, no, the trouble is I can't hang around.
Huh?
I'm late delivering samples in Downham. I promise Vicky I'll be home on time tonight.
Well, it won't take a second.
Oh, blimey.
And then I just need you to give me a hand fixing the angle piece.
I know, Neil, no.
And the job's as good as done, then.
I'm sorry, mate. We'll have to do this some other time.
Oh.
Well, she made me a lovely risotto last night. I went back till 9:30. It was dry as bullets, and she weren't happy.
Oh, never mind, then.
Hey, I meant to say, well done on standing for the chair of the parish council. You'll get my vote. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye. Thanks a lot.
One of the things we've got to get is some more of these flaming electronic sheep tags.
Ooh, how long before they start tagging farmers?
Don't give them ideas, Eddie. And we've got a few other jobs afterwards.
Oh, well, you and Ruth get going then, David. I'm all set up here.
Well, the back door's open if you want a cup of tea when you finish.
No, I'll probably shoot straight off.
Right.
Good girl.
So how are you getting home tonight?
Oh, same way I got here. Shanks is bony.
Well, if you want to wait till we get back from Borchester...
Steady on. That's all right, David. Clary says the exercise will do me good. And it's my last day without wheels, so I don't mind.
Oh, you found another van?
Oh, yeah, a real little beauty.
Oh, yeah?
Lovely, smooth side-opening door, power steering. It's been dropped off later.
Wow, that's quick work.
Yeah, saw it, bought it, no messing.
Wow.
Only 5 years old, and good for another 10, I reckon.
Very nice.
It should be mine with what I'm paying.
So, you were being too gloomy, thinking you couldn't afford anything decent.
Oh, well, I managed to get a pretty good credit deal in the end.
Is there anything you fancy for tea, Neil?
Oh, hello, love. I thought you weren't back till later.
Oh, Annette wanted to swap a couple of hours so she can finish early tomorrow.
Oh. Well, what about cashing up?
Oh, I'll have to nip back later, but I might as well get tea out the way first.
Oh, already? I want to finish strawing the arks before it gets dark.
Oh, you'll be all right by the time I've gone in and prepared everything.
This girl's giving me real problems, messing her bed in nearly every day.
Oh, thank you, Neil.
Well, it's annoying.
How about jackets, bangers and broccoli?
Yeah, that'd be fine. No, it's a pity you'll have to go out again to cash up.
I know.
Annette's a nice enough girl, but she has let you down once or twice lately.
I only agreed because she seemed so keen to finish early tomorrow.
Why?
Well, she didn't say. It's been the same all week. Can't get two words out of her.
Well, that's not like Annette.
Something's troubling her. And I've got a fair idea what it is.
Oh?
Pound to a penny, she's found another job.
Well, she ought to let you know then, giving her notice.
Ah, well, see, what I think, it's not quite settled yet. Tomorrow's probably a second interview.
Oh, there's a letter come about your bingo job.
What?
Well, Lisa's got bingo balls all over the envelope.
Well, why didn't you tell me straight away, Neil, honestly?
This is about the nearest we can park, Ruth.
It'll do. We can see the college gates and the school bus stop.
Yeah, if Pip hasn't left already. It'd be a lot easier giving her a lift if she left her mobile on.
She didn't know we'd be in town.
No.
And they have to switch them off in lessons.
Yeah. I'm surprised how quickly we finished.
We didn't exactly hang around farm suppliers, did we?
75p a tag. 75p!
Is that Zoe?
Don't know. Never met Zoe.
I'm sure it is. There's a few coming out now. We're not too late.
And we have definitely got enough marker spray at home.
Plenty.
Oh, there she is. Hey, look at that, talking to one of the tutors.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
They're getting on very well.
Haven't seen her laugh like that for ages. She's fitting in so much better this time, isn't she? What the?
hell does he think he's doing?
David.
What the?
Don't get out.
Well, can't you see what the...
They're kissing.
What? Well, he's kissing her.
Well, it's Pip as much as him. Shut the door. Look, they've stopped.
I'm going to wipe the smirk off his...
But what if it's Jude?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Jude's a student. That's got to be a lecturer.
You can't be sure.
Of course I can be sure. Where's he going?
Away from Pip. Come on, leave it.
No, I'm sorry. I want her to tell us who he is.
Stay here. Don't make a scene.
I don't care about making a scene.
Humiliating Pip in front of her friends won't help.
I am not going to humiliate her, Ruth. I am protecting her.
I don't think she wants protecting right now. Look, she's joined Zoe at the bus stop. She doesn't look as though she's in any trouble.
No.
Look, I'm fairly certain Pip doesn't need us jumping out like that.
Are you not worried about what just happened?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, then.
But this isn't the place or the time.
Why not?
Because she'll hate us for the rest of her life if we embarrass her in public.
What? That pervert kissed her in public?
And you're much too wound up.
Of course I am!
Close the door, David. Go on. Close it. Let her get the school bus home. We'll drive back on our own and calm down.
Yeah, but if we let that...
Totally calm down. And when we're all in the right frame of mind, then we'll talk to Pip about it.
I had a brainwave. I put two small bales in the back. We'll see if it's because she's got too much space in the ark.
What?
The sow that's playing me up.
I'm not particularly interested in incontinent pigs at the moment, Neil.
Oh. The letter was about your job, then? Oh,
you can see for yourself when you've taken your boots off.
Not good news, then.
No.
Oh, well, never mind, Susan.
Not even an interview. What's wrong with me? Have I got two heads or something?
It's nothing personal, though.
And even when I do get an interview, they don't want me.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating. Oh. But it's the same for everyone at the moment. And you've got other applications out there.
Oh, they won't come to anything.
Oh, you don't know that.
It's one knockback after another, non-stop.
Look, I know it's been a bad week, but...
No one else wants me. My hours at the shop have been cut to ribbons.
Yeah, but it might make a nice change, not working weekends.
It won't make a nice change not having any money.
Well, you'll still have a job there.
We don't know that, Neil. It's all very well, Pat and Brian saying we're aiming to open in June, but if no grants come through, it'll all fizzle out.
Oh, they seem confident you'll get funding.
Well, they can afford to be confident. It's a hobby for them, not a big part of their livelihood.
Oh, that's true.
No. I've been thinking it over since I got in. It's partly my own fault what's happening with the community shop.
Oh?
I've been far too accommodating.
Do you think so?
Definitely. Remember what Usha told me when I asked for advice? The hours and conditions in the new setup make it a totally different job to what I've got now.
Well, I expect it will be very different, yeah.
So, in effect, I'm being sacked from my present job.
Well, they're going to give you some redundancy, aren't they? Before you take on your new role.
Never mind redundancy. I'm going to make a claim for unfair dismissal as well. Just like Usha said I could.
Oh,
I want every penny I'm entitled to, Neil. After all the effort I've put into that place, I owe it to myself.
See that, Clary? Smooth as silk.
Very nice, Eddie.
And to open it...
Oh, yeah, same again.
Oh, it's going to be so easy loading compost and ornaments from now on. Have you seen the lashing rings?
I'll take a look tomorrow when it ain't quite so cold or pitch dark.
This is going to make finding work a pleasure in future.
Well, I'm so pleased you and William put your heads together to buy it.
I told him, any time he wants a loan of it, this is something for the whole family.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's go in.
What I can't work out, though, why he kept on at me so much to take his money.
We were with you when the old one went kaput, weren't he?
Yeah? Oh, I didn't let on I couldn't afford a new one. Well, I didn't say anything. Saturday neither. But he must have realised somehow. Wouldn't let me refuse.
Oh, William's always been like that, hasn't he, Eddie? Quick on the uptake.
I can't believe you did that.
Who is he, Pip?
My own parents spying on me.
We weren't spying. We happened to be in town.
Never mind what we were doing. Who was that man?
Jude, of course.
Jude?
Who did you think it was?
We wondered if it might be
him. It can't be Jude.
Excuse me, I don't kiss complete strangers.
But he was so much older than you.
No, he isn't.
We thought he was a tutor.
Oh, fantastic, wonderful.
Calm down.
That's what you think of me. I snog everyone at college. Tutors, students, it doesn't matter.
No, Pip.
Thanks very much.
I was simply worried for you.
You don't need to be.
Your father didn't want anyone taking advantage.
Jude is so right about parents. He says 99% of them are control freaks.
Oh, for heaven's sake. How old is he?
In his 20s. Early 20s.
Pip, you're 16.
I'm 17 in 2 weeks. Look, we're both students at the same college. We hang out with the same friends. We like the same things. Is that such a crime?
No, of course not.
Well, Dad obviously thinks so. I don't know what your problem is. Don't you even want me to be happy?
Pip!
Leave her, David.
I will not have her banging out of the room.
I'll talk to her later.
You were as shocked as I was when we saw them.
Well, yeah. But look, there was quite a gap when we got together.
Oh, you were 20, Ruth. You were an adult. You knew your own mind.
To be fair, David, we didn't get that closer look at Jude.
Well, I'd have got a heck of a lot closer if you hadn't stopped me.
Well, maybe he appears more mature than he actually is.
No, it is no good, Ruth. That man is simply too old to be going out with our daughter.
Come on, girls. Let's get started.
Dad, before you take them in.
Hello, Helen.
Will you give this to Mum when you see her?
Yeah, certainly.
It's a list of extras for organics tomorrow.
Well, why not nip in and tell her yourself? She's in the dairy.
No, she isn't. I've already looked. Clary says she's gone to Grey Gables.
Oh, they must have rung with a late order.
And I can't wait for her. I want to grab my bank card from the flat and then dash back to relieve Kirsty.
Oh, don't worry. I'll give it to her as soon as I see her.
You won't forget. We're really low on blueberry yoghurts.
Helen?
Oh, and thanks for suggesting Simon Corum.
Oh,
that was great.
Now, that was quite funny.
He was able to provide chard, lettuce, rockets.
And you even took some winter purslane off him.
How'd you know that?
Well, he told me. He was in the Bull last night.
Was he?
Mm, first time I've seen him for ages.
Oh, I wish I'd known.
Normally drinks in Tenbury, but he was visiting his cousin.
I'd have come down if I'd realised. It'd be useful to meet him face to face in case we use him again.
Oh, sorry.
It was all such good quality.
Well, I didn't think to ring you. Now, I had my hands too full most of the evening.
Oh?
Trying to cheer David up.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
Pip's new boyfriend.
Oh.
Says he's far too old for her. Preying on a defenceless young girl.
Oh, Pip's far too smart for that. Perhaps David should learn to trust her judgment a bit more.
Well, it's easy enough to say that, Helen. Young women don't always realise what a worry they can be to their fathers.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
Hmm?
Temporary lights, roadwork signs. Can you actually see anyone working, Jazzer?
No.
Neither can I. We've been stuck on red for 3 minutes.
Maybe it's so tiring putting the cones out they have to have a wee nap after it.
And we've still got Garrison Street, Tyner Road and all the cul-de-sacs off it to do.
This advert in the Echo, Mike.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
You ask me, you've got it all wrong.
Eh?
Oh, fussing about reliability, wanting experience with early start.
Yeah, well, of course I do.
Must be self-motivated.
That's precisely what I want in a roundsman.
And what kind of perky wee Ned's that going to pull in?
The kind I want from April the 12th onwards.
You're all wrong. You should be looking for good communicators, excellent people skills.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe a wee touch of animal magnetism and all, eh?
Oh, like you've got.
Hmm? Excuse me. How much business have I pulled in, knowing how to sweet-talk folk? Especially the kind with nice legs.
Never mind chatting up the women.
I don't know how lucky you're having me on board, Mike.
I'd settle for someone who turns up on time and does his job.
You know the best thing that could happen to you, didn't you?
Crawl along, why don't you?
You suddenly discover I've got an identical twin. Manhunt it over. Second milk round sorted out.
I ensure the world's quite ready for two of you yet, Jazzer.
Hi, Ned. Thought you were working this afternoon. Oh.
I finished early.
What's the rucksack for? Are you off somewhere?
Yeah. Sheffield.
For the weekend?
No.
Annette?
I've been thinking about it for a while, Helen. It's no big deal, really.
What?
It's time I moved on.
You want to leave Ambridge?
Yes.
For good?
I've been here too long.
No!
That's how I feel.
You're still mixed up.
I'm not.
Annette, sweetheart. After all you've been through, you're not thinking straight.
I am.
You're feeling bad about yourself again, aren't you? You shouldn't, but you are.
No.
Running away will only make things worse.
I'm not running away. I want to do this.
Is it because of me? Do you think I want you to go?
No.
Because I don't, Annette. I mean, nothing could be further from the truth.
It's not that. I want a new start.
You can have one here.
I can't. What have I got in Ambridge?
You've got friends?
Not real ones. Except you. I haven't got a proper job and no chance of getting one.
Does Susan know you're leaving?
I've left a note in the cashing up book. She'll see it later.
And what's your gran going to think when you land on the doorstep out of the blue?
She knows I'm coming.
Oh.
Says she's looking forward to it.
You've talked to her?
We've rung each other a couple of times this week.
So, when did you decide?
I started thinking at the weekend.
Why didn't you say anything to me?
Oh, I don't know.
You could have talked it through.
I didn't want to. I'd made up my mind.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Helen. You've been fantastic. Really fantastic. Especially last week. I don't know what I'd have done without you.
That's what you were about to find out.
I feel so mean now. Planning to leave while you were at work. I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No?
I thought it would be easier for both of us.
You weren't going to say anything.
That's what the pen and paper's for. When I got my shoes on, I was going to write you a note. To thank you for being so kind.
I haven't been kind. I've loved having you here.
Yeah?
Yes.
You've been a good friend. The best I've ever had.
And at least wait till tomorrow.
No.
We'll talk it through tonight. No pressure. If you still want to go, fine. Or you could stay with your gran for a little while and then come back when you're ready.
Helen.
It'll give you time to think.
I don't need time. There's a taxi coming in 10 minutes.
We'll cancel it. I'll pay him off.
Sorry. I have to do this.
Oh.
Though I am glad you're here. It wouldn't have been right just going without saying thank you.
You won't even wait till I get back this evening?
There's no point. The taxi's on its way. I've got my train ticket. As soon as I've put my boots and coat on, it's time to go.
Come on, Jazzer!
Let's get you sensey, Mike.
You're being paid for this, remember?
Aye. Peanuts.
We agreed on the rate.
And I'm working hard for it.
Not by disappearing for 20 minutes while I finish Garrison Road on me own.
You've been drumming up business.
I must have dropped through 4 times the number of leaflets you have.
It's not how much, mate.
And left bottles down half Coltrane Close.
It's the way you give them up.
What are you on about? A leaflet's a leaflet.
Oh, it's more than that.
Oh, yeah? You started doing origami. You posted little swans through the letterboxes.
It's an excuse to introduce yourself, isn't it?
Vicky was quicker.
Cultivating potential customers.
Wasting time, nattering more like.
Oh, is that what I've been doing? So tell me, how many firm orders have you got tonight?
Well, but I haven't stopped to talk or take orders.
How have you know?
Well, we'll never finish if we do, and we're coming back to do that another week, aren't we?
Number 7, Tyner Road.
Hey?
2 bottles of semi-skim milk 3 times a week, and a strawberry smoothie Saturday mornings.
Oh.
And that's a definite, this early.
Aye. Right to doing it before I forget.
Yeah, well, hang on.
Nervous as a doe she was, putting the bins out. But I soon want to ruin with a wee bit of chat.
Number 7 Tyner. What's she called?
Ellie. Nice name, eh?
Ellie what?
Ellie Bridges.
She knows we're not starting the round till April.
I say she can't wait.
Mm, that's not useful.
There's a fair chance I'll be seeing her before then.
Eh?
She gave me a number along with a very promising smile.
Jazzer, we're here to find new customers, not work on your love life.
Well, I couldn't tell the lassie doing, could I? I mean, that'd be bad for business.
I thought you were being more cagey these days anyway.
I gave you that idea.
Well, after it didn't work out so well with you and Fallon.
Oh, well, my heart's broke right enough, but maybe it's time I check the rest of me still in working order, eh?
I've got to go.
Okay.
On my way!
Well then, look after yourself.
Thanks.
I mean it. Annette, before you put that on, aren't we going to say goodbye?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh. Take good care of yourself and stay in touch.
Right.
I'm serious. Give me a ring when you get to your gran's.
He'll be getting impatient.
Look, I'll carry that down for you.
No, please. It's better if I go down by myself. I'd rather just get going.
Sure.
Right then.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
Taxis, trains, it must be costing you a fortune.
Oh, no, Helen, please.
I don't know what I've got on me, but...
Oh, I don't need anything. I can't be late for my train.
Take this, it's nothing much.
£30?
It won't go far.
I can't.
Go on.
No. I've taken far too much from you already, Helen.
Please, Annette. Please.
Thanks. For everything.
And if you run out of money in Sheffield or get into any kind
of trouble...
Yeah. Bye. Bye. But take care of yourself. Come back whenever you want. Anytime.
Ah, Ted's a real gentleman. No wonder Mum gets on so well with him.
Oh, yeah. He's Peggy's sort of chap.
Yeah. And he's gone out of his way to help her where he can.
Yes.
Mm. He's made quite an impression on her.
I know. What was it she said? She hasn't encountered such old-fashioned courtesy for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it was nice of him going to the kitchen especially.
Oh, when she and Jack had missed the tea round.
Yeah, yeah. And he's in a very similar situation. Partner with Alzheimer's.
It's heartbreaking.
Certainly is.
But he's... I got used to it, I suppose.
Well, it's all he can do.
Did you notice how often Peggy said he visits her?
Yes, yes. Only 3 times a week.
Rather than every single day.
Well, 3 times is perfectly sensible. She doesn't know who he is anymore.
And I wonder what Peggy made of that.
Would do her good to follow his example.
She might do eventually.
Yes, yes, I know you're right. She's not ready now.
Oh, that'll be Underwood's, sir. They left a message earlier and I forgot to get back to them.
Right.
Hello, Bridge Farm.
Mum?
Hello, love.
Sorry to bother you. Are you busy?
No, not at all. What's the matter, Helen?
What's going on?
What is it?
Is it all right if I come over? Now?
Of course it is. What's wrong?
I'm sorry to be a nuisance, Mum. But something terribly sad's just happened.